Hello and welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. Today's federal agencies face many of the same issues prevalent throughout the entire IT world. Rapidly changing user habits coupled with an unprecedented pandemic has driven a rapid need for innovation through the public IT space. And while there are an array of technologies influencing how the federal government modernizes, transforms, and delivers on its mission, the use of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G are at the top of the list. These three technologies each play an important role in creating a more effective, robust, and responsive IT environment, which helps the critical work of government get done. Today, we are speaking with Brian Carnell, Dell Technologies' Chief AI Architect, to take a deep dive into how these solutions are shaping the way our government works, how they can be used, and what benefits they offer. Brian, thank you again for joining us. We are very excited to hear more about these technologies and get some insight from you that I know personally I'm very excited to hear. So thank you again for joining us.
Kevin, thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate your time, and I hope that I get to answer everything that that you asked.
Well, Brian, without further ado, I say we just go ahead and get started. So I guess the first point we should really get across is just exactly what artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G are. You know, these are very, very common words that, you know, I think most of our audience, if not most of the people in general, would have a rough idea of, you know, what they mean as far as, you know, enhanced computing capability or even just, you know, enhanced connectivity. But I guess from your perspective, you know, why are these terms becoming such hot topics right now? What's really driving this increased appreciation for these technologies?
Yeah, they're definitely top of the hype cycle. First and foremost, you know, you just asked an Uber geek why tech is hot, right?
I mean, just means you got a lot of expertise.
Beware, you're going to get as much as you want. I guess they're hot because they're hot. I love AI, ML, and 5G. Obviously, it's my job. But all kidding aside, I'll say that they're hot because of the possibilities that each of the technologies bring to the table. Each of them has different possibilities. So each brings an enormous breadth of possibility for federal agencies and in their implementations.
Yeah, so let's dive into it. You know, looking at what these organizations, these agencies can do with this technology, I mean, what do you really see them driving?
If I look at what each of the technologies will drive and what's common between them, the commonality is the speed to mission value that the combination of 5G, AI, and ML give to the government.
And what can the government do with this? You know, what do these enhanced capabilities help them provide?
So it truly makes it easier, better, faster, more accurate decisions from the data that they have. That data has either been unreachable or, at worst, unsiftable. And I think I may have just coined a new word for you, unsiftable. But it does represent the real problem that we have and the potential to resolve it with AI today. So the amount of data that's coming in, how do we filter through it? How do we gain the nuggets of information that are there? And then how do we exercise against that?
Right. And so this is where artificial intelligence and machine learning really, really shines. It presents that opportunity to, you know, take that, you know, to borrow the term, unsiftable data and find ways to categorize it and, you know, really help produce good content, good analytics that can be used by these agencies, by the federal government. But where is the role of 5G in all of this?
And to that very line, 5G gives us the opportunity to bring even greater amounts of data points to the place where you can really process it, whether it's your data center, whether it's cloud service. So given the three technologies, AI, ML, and 5G, the combination of the three gives us the power that allows us to exercise that data at scope and scale that's been unobtainable to this point,
especially in federal agencies where data volumes are just enormous.
Absolutely. I mean, to your point, you know, when you think about what an agency, a federal government, is doing, it's just processing tremendous amounts of data day by day. So absolutely understand, you know, why these technologies are, you know, dare I say, crucial for the future of how an effective government can operate. But looking a bit more into the nitty-gritty, you know, these influences that we see that are calling for these technologies, you know, the ongoing pandemic that we're currently in, the digital transformation, the just everything that is part and parcel of the modern IT sphere, where do you see these technologies really influencing how government is able to function effectively in the modern age?
Influencing, I'd sum that up to say that with AI, ML, and 5G, it's all about speed to mission value and opening up those data points.
So many government agencies out there are pushing through their digital transformation, and that got sped up last year. You saw a lot of agencies, I mean, rapidly move to a digital transformation strategy that was accomplished in less than a year. And so the data that they're now able to access is becoming more and more expansive. So harnessing that data and its value to bring better citizen services to the forefront quicker and in a more secure way is the trend that I see most prevalent.
Before we could continue with the interview, an ambulance drove past my house. So sorry about this, I'm near a hospital.
No worries.
Brian rightfully pointed out that it was an excellent opportunity to highlight one of the many government services that benefits the most from artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G.
Maybe we'll use some medical stuff in the questions today.
Yeah, we'll see, perhaps. But here's where we will leave the interview for now. Please tune in to the next installment to hear more of my conversation with Brian Carnell as we discuss more specific use cases of these technologies and how they are creating benefits for both the agencies that use them and for the citizens they serve. Please go to Government Technology Insider to learn more about how the latest technology is influencing, impacting, and improving the ability for government to get work done. I'm Kevin Tierney, and until we talk again, so long. Hello and welcome back to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. Today's federal agencies face many of the same issues prevalent throughout the entire IT world. Rapidly changing user habits coupled with an unprecedented pandemic has driven a rapid need for innovation through the public IT space. And while there are an array of technologies influencing how the federal government modernizes, transforms, and delivers on its mission, the use of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G are at the top of the list. These three technologies each play an important role in creating a more effective, robust, and responsive IT environment, which helps the critical work of government get done. Today, we continue speaking with Brian Carnell, Dell Technologies' Chief AI Architect, to take a deep dive into how these solutions are shaping the way our government works, how they can be used, and what benefits they offer. This is the second in a three-part series, and this installment will focus on the role that artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G play in providing services for both the government and the people they serve. As mentioned in the previous podcast, our recording was interrupted by the sound of an ambulance going by.
So sorry about this, I'm near a hospital.
No worries.
Brian rightfully pointed out that it was an excellent opportunity to highlight one of the many government services that benefits the most from artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G.
Maybe we'll use some medical stuff in the questions today.
Yeah, we'll see, perhaps.
After the ambulance drove by, we got back into our conversation, specifically about some use cases for these technologies. Well, now that that's out of the way, how about we get back to the questions? So, my next one, it kind of deals with use cases. So when we discuss these technologies, you know, we've already established what artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G kind of are and why they're really cool. But, you know, obviously technology is only as useful as, you know, what it can do, what it can offer. So I guess from your perspective, what are some of the most important use cases that you can think of with this technology? Are there any in particular that you think are worth sharing, or is there any specific sector that really benefits from using this technology more than any others?
The use case is really, it's broad. Medical training, for instance, one of the things that you see a lot of the DoD government customers doing is they're pushing out training to their soldiers in the battlefield. They are able to quickly adapt to situations using artificial intelligence, using edge technologies, using the data that's coming in, whether it's via computer vision or whether it's via natural language processing or any other sort of AI ML technology. You see the speed to mission value and you see the speed to decision at the edge from both a historically valuable data way or an immediately actionable data way. So they're able to pull and get speed to mission value using both immediately actionable data and historically valuable data from what they already have and from the real-time situation.
Right. So, I mean, obviously that's a really cool example of how a defense or a military-focused agency can really use this technology, you know, letting those medics have access to that much more relevant, much more updated information is definitely crucial. But looking at something a little more local or state-focused, or even as a civilian federal agency, is there really anything that you can think of as like a specific use case that would be beneficial to something a little more civilian?
I think a good example would be using AI as a mechanism to speed and improve first response. AI can be used to prioritize emergency calls based on things such as the caller sentiment, the location, the outcomes from other similar calls. AI can then be used to map and prioritize or dispatch the emergency resources based on their vicinity to the emergency or the type of emergency that is called in. It can provide critical information from knowledge bases to responders, such as weather alerts or real-time traffic alerts, where the first responder may be responding to an incident and they need to be rerouted. Or AI can even be used to help predict, evaluate, or even simulate incidents to improve response times or streamline that dispatch. And then there's so many other use cases on top of emergency management, like cybersecurity, automation and speed to detection, which is a really good one, risk mitigation within the public safety environment, or even public health or weather modeling. Weather modeling is a good one. You did ask me why this was a hot topic, right, Kevin?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are all really fascinating. We love to hear more about these use cases for this technology. I mean, it's one of the, like I said earlier, one of the biggest and most important things with any kind of new technology is really understanding the role that it can play to both benefit, you know, someone or some agency now and even into the future as well. So kind of looking at all of the use cases we've discussed, you know, what are the main benefits of this technology? You know, if you had to really summarize in, you know, so many key words or statements, you know, this is what you get with this. What would you say? Like, what are those key benefits that really sell someone on this technology?
So I think some of the benefits the agencies are seeing through their implementations, truly faster time to value and more informed decision options are the two key benefits that quickly come to mind for me. Getting the data points from the ever-expanding pool of IoT devices using 5G, and then applying those AI ML techniques, such as inferencing at the edge, to process the immediately actionable data, and then applying good data science practices to the historically valuable data to create even better models. And then really rinse and repeat over and over. AI ML gives you that ability to perform rinse and repeat cycles at a scale and a speed that is unheard of. So I guess I'd sum up the benefits by saying AI, ML, and 5G. Agencies have the ability to hit the turbo button on the rinse and repeat process that has worked forever.
Brian and I continued our conversation, pivoting away from benefits and going more towards best practices and things to keep in mind while discovering or considering using these technologies. But that is where we're going to leave it for today. Please tune in to the next installment to hear more of my conversation with Brian Carnell as we discuss more specific use cases of these technologies and how they are creating benefits for both the agencies that use them and for the citizens they serve. Please go to Government Technology Insider to learn more about how the latest technology is influencing, impacting, and improving the ability for government to get work done. I'm Kevin Tierney, and until we talk again, so long. Welcome back to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. Today's federal agencies face many of the same issues prevalent throughout the entire IT world. Rapidly changing user habits coupled with an unprecedented pandemic has driven a rapid need for innovation through the public IT space. And while there are an array of technologies influencing how the federal government modernizes, transforms, and delivers on its mission, the use of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G are at the top of the list. These three technologies each play an important role in creating a more effective, robust, and responsive IT environment, which helps the critical work of government get done. Today, we continue speaking with Brian Carnell, Dell Technologies' Chief AI Architect, to take a deep dive into how these solutions are shaping the way our government works, how they can be used, and what benefits they offer. This is the final installment in a three-part series on the role that artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G play in providing services for both the government and the people they serve. It should be noted that earlier in our conversation, an ambulance went by.
So sorry about this, I'm near a hospital.
No worries.
Which helped to illustrate one of the many uses for these technologies. But as Brian is about to explain, there is a bit more to using these technologies that people must know before starting down this path. Yeah, so, you know, we just finished, you know, having a discussion about benefits specifically and on the use cases of these technologies, and it's readily apparent just how powerful they can be and what they can really do to help benefit a federal organization or state and local government. But when you're looking at implementation, when you look at, you know, really trying to bring this technology in to really take advantage of it, what should these organizations know? Are there any risks that are associated with using them? Is there any best practices that they should keep in mind when they're really developing their IT structure with these in mind?
Absolutely. So the thing I would say that they should keep in mind is that they need to democratize the solutions to the entire organization. The value that these new technologies really provide is in the data. And the faster you get to that data, the faster you get the value. So what I mean by that is that pick a solution that's going to scale out easily using building blocks. I mentioned earlier that when I did my first AI project, I went out to blogs and podcasts and any piece of information, any white paper I could find, reading it, trying to figure out what solution worked with what hardware. What software did I need to use? What framework was there? And inevitably I would get bit by, oh, this version of this particular software doesn't work with a different version of a database. And it was an enormous time suck. So pick something that's a well-known building block approach, an AI-ready solution, for instance. Don't set your data scientist out on a mission to figure out what infrastructure they need to do their job. Choose a solution that's already there and avoid that ramp time for them. And so on the business side of the house, that's just going to give you a lot more flexibility, and it's going to reduce the cost, the return investment that you're going to get. It's going to increase the return investment and reduce the cost.
Right. It's like with, you know, really any other job where you have to make sure you have the correct tools for what you're doing. I mean, obviously, it's a very critical first step into really leveraging these technologies for the benefit of, you know, the organization or the people that that organization serves. But as far as, you know, once you have that correct technology, what risks are there in the use of it? Is there anything that, you know, individuals looking to leverage this technology should know even after they find the one that really fits their needs?
Some of the risks, or how about an example? I think a good example of using AI as a mechanism to speed would be first response that we heard the ambulance in the background a minute ago.
AI can be used to prioritize emergency calls based on caller sentiment. But in having said that, you have to make sure that you have a good taxonomy for that sentiment. So there's a risk up front of getting it wrong, but there's also the benefits of getting it right. So do they do caller sentiment? Do they do location of where the call came from, or even the outcomes from what would be similar calls? Making sure that that data set is clean up front is the risk, but the reward is the speed to decision. AI can be used to map or prioritize emergency resources. Again, the ambulance going by based on their vicinity to the emergency or the type of emergency. An example of the risk of that is I noticed when I called in here, it says that I'm in Round Rock, Texas. It's because I'm dialed into our company's VPN. So making sure that good information at the edge is available. So getting the data game right up front is both a benefit and a risk. If you get it right, you have access to just the most comprehensive set of speed to mission value type outcomes from your AI and ML, but getting it wrong gives you bad information. So garbage in, garbage out.
Right, yeah, I was actually just thinking of that famous idiom. You know, it's the bane of existence for almost any data analyst. Right, so, moving out of the immediate term, how do you see these technologies really impacting the federal IT space in the years to come? And to help narrow that down, because I know it's kind of a broad question, how do you see these technologies shaping what government can do, you know, say over the next year and over the next 5 years?
1 year, 5 year. I guess in all the ways that we've discussed so far, as 5G becomes more prevalent, more data is going to make its way into that decision process. So by activating the edge, by the expansion of IoT devices, by all the information that is deluging now, 5G is going to create a pathway for that data, and it's going to allow for immediately actionable results on changes that need to be made to a process, or it's going to really just open up the volume that allows you to make more informed decisions using AI and ML. And using AI and ML are going to help you cut through the data lakes that you already have. It's going to allow for historically valuable data to be exercised. Agencies have been collecting data for a long, long time, and they haven't had a way to cut through that unsiftable pile of data, to use my own word. It'll also give us the capabilities to quickly and accurately adapt at the edge to changing mission scenarios. The scenario I gave earlier, or the use case of, about the medics training. There's a way to utilize AI so that it can be done in real time at the edge. So the changing mission scenario, quickly adapted. And then agencies are going to be able to optimize and better perform to meet the needs of the citizens with more accuracy and agility.
Well, Brian, you know, before I let you go, just, you know, do you have anything you want to kind of leave off on? Any final thoughts you want to share with our listeners who are perhaps interested in trying to learn more about how these three technologies, you know, really can come together and help them, you know, achieve their mission?
No, I think the biggest thing for me in any recommendation that I ever put forward is pick a well-known stack, pick the right infrastructure up front, utilize AI-ready solutions, those types of things, so that you don't have to suffer the ramp time that's associated with doing AI and ML.
Well, Brian, it's been an absolute pleasure talking with you today. Thank you for sharing your insights on the role of 5G AI machine learning and what they can do for federal government today and tomorrow. I hope we can talk again soon.
Thanks for having me on, Kevin. I look forward to it.
And with that, my conversation with Brian came to an end. If you missed any of the previous parts of the podcast, I highly encourage you to go back to learn more about the role that artificial intelligence, machine learning, and 5G can play in government. You can listen to the full interview and learn more about how the latest technology is influencing, impacting, and improving the ability of government to get work done on Government Technology Insider. I'm Kevin Tierney, and until we talk again, so long.